the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Household decisions are made every day, worldwide. Recently, Dr. Sharmistha Self, economist at Missouri State, took a sabbatical to research the influence of females in the household on these decisions in Nepal. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and Dr. Self is here today to explain her study.
The main one was looking at spousal agreement or disagreement in terms of how much say a woman has in the household. So there were areas where the woman answered, yes, I'm the one that makes this decision. And when the same question was asked of the man, he said, no, she does not make that decision. And in a very patriarchal society, you can imagine that what the man is saying, you know, sort of overrides what the woman is saying. And this kind of work hasn't been done for developing countries. So that was the main thing. And then offshoots of that.
The information gathered in the data was from 2010 and 2011 in Nepal, touching a wide variety of issues. Self explains.
So I looked at non-economic decisions such as how far will the children study? They don't have compulsory education. So till what grade will the daughter study? Till what grade will the son study? You know, which school will they go to? Stuff like that. And then economic decisions in terms of how much money to spend on food, whether to send the kids to this school or that school. How are we going to spend money towards their education? So should we take a loan? Shouldn't we take a loan? So I separated it under economic and non-economic decisions.
Comparing developed and non-developed countries, Self sees spousal disagreements everywhere, but notes that there's more convergence in developed countries.
But in developing countries, first of all, there's hardly any research looking into this, more because I don't know if the questions have been asked. And second, a lot of the times the women are scared. So even if they're asked something, they won't answer. Or depending on if the husband is around, her answers may change. So there's very little existing research looking at spousal agreement on who makes the decisions for developing countries.
Self says she didn't dive into this research with expectations, just knew that there wasn't much literature on this topic. In bigger cities, she saw results that looked similar to more developed countries, but still were major disagreements on female autonomy.
I'll give you a statistic, for example. About 50% of the women said, I share in decision-making that involves money. Okay, and only less than a third of the men said, yes, the woman has a say in decision-making, in anything that involves money. So, I mean, that's a big difference.
From her sabbatical research, she has already written 3 papers and is working on 2 more.
One looks at the spousal agreement or disagreement in terms of who makes the decisions. The second paper, which came out of that, was looking at relative autonomy of the mother in deciding children's schooling, sons versus daughters schooling. The third paper was how much say a mother had simply in the daughter's schooling. And 2 other sort of related, unrelated, is one is looking at HIV literacy among the youth in Nepal and how much the parents share with them, how that affects the HIV literacy, because HIV is becoming an epidemic in Nepal. And last but not least, I'm looking at postnatal care that a mother receives because child mortality is very high, and how giving birth to a son, how that affects a mother. But ultimately, they're all going to be sent for publication. 3 of them have already been sent out. The other 2 are in still working paper format.
She explains a few interesting findings in one of her papers.
The paper on sons and daughters' education, I found that households where the mother makes the decisions completely by herself, so it could be a female-headed household, or the husband doesn't live at home, he lives in the city and there. So basically the mother makes a decision, then the daughter will get sent to school. But in households where the mother says, I make the decision with my spouse, then more likely than not, the daughter will not get sent to school, the son will get sent to school. It's only in families that do not have sons at all, there the daughter does not get hurt. It's just kind of painful to look at this.
In her International Economic Development course, she brings her work in for students to study, and she says she learns from their questions and input as well.
it helps them relate. They see me more as a role model. So I'm not just talking about something that someone else had written or talked about. This is something that I'm personally connected with. I think it makes a big difference. It motivates a lot of students.
That was Dr. Sharmeeth Thistel, economist at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.